We've talked a couple times about the issue of curative intent with therapy. How are clinical trials incorporating this issue, and are clinical trials going to specifically focus on this issue?
So right now, clinical trials, large-scale clinical trials, phase three studies, are happily including patients who might ultimately get to surgery. The idea is that some of them will have, as an exclusion, a patient who has disease that is now resectable for cure. So to not have patients who could be resected for cure right away. And one of the reasons for that is because, number one, you want to encourage the people enrolling their patients on the study to think about the potential for cure. And number two, you generally don't want somebody on a metastatic disease study who you know is going to come off study in a month or 2 months. On the other hand, the studies do include people who are not surgically resectable right away. And the data are being collected for how many of those patients and under what circumstances those patients ultimately go on to get hepatic resection. And for the large studies, we might actually get some meaningful data about what is the true proportion of patients who in real life are deemed not curable by their physician, but ultimately go on and have long-term survival because they had surgery as a component of their care. So that's being looked at in those studies. And then the questions come up, you know, what studies are being specifically designed to deal with questions surrounding surgical resection? And one of the questions currently being addressed is the question of what is the right adjuvant therapy to administer with surgical resection. So there's currently an NSABP study looking at either just giving systemic chemotherapy after hepatic metastasectomy or giving hepatic arterial therapy in conjunction with systemic therapy. So looking again at hepatic arterial therapy, a local therapy to decrease hepatic in liver recurrence after liver resection.